for shizzle. All right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stephanie.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Samantha. Me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
Good.
And you're listening to
Foul Monkey.
Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And Trucker Mike.
And you're listening, or you've just downloaded episode 175. Sorry about that. My headphones were falling apart, and I had to stick them back together real quick.
That's what she said.
Awesome. So, Trucker Mike, how have you been?
I've been good. I don't have any good hooker stories that I can think of, but I have been sexing up my boss, which is pretty awesome. It's good stuff.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, I basically make the rules. Like, I'm the boss inside of work because she has to keep it a secret so I can say things, make eye contact. Like, I need to go home or I'll tell.
Or I'll tell.
Yeah.
Tell her what? Tell on what?
Tell on her that she's sexing me up. That's fraternization.
But if you do that, then you're gone and she still has her job.
No, she'd lose her job.
No, the supervisors never get fired for that.
Oh, they'd get fired.
But then you would be... Yeah, but then you would have a chick with no job.
Why are you explaining it? She's going to know now, and but it's not going to work.
Oh, well, just so you know, listeners, the boss is here.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just not saying anything. She's listening.
So how we first met was at work, but then we went to the bar... And then I'm extremely charming, and somehow...
I thought y'all first met at the beach.
No, we met at the bar. Well, met up at the bar, and then I came to from a blackout, because I drink heavily, to my penis in her mouth. And I knew it was going to be a good day. And she still had a picture of her ex-dude on the phone, and... Oh. When she went to go see what time it was, he was mean mugging me through the phone, and it was just a really awkward day. And then we went to the beach with a hangover. It was horrible. I slept on the beach the whole day.
Well, and that doesn't sound too bad. I like sleeping on the beach.
I got sunburnt on one side of my face.
That's not good.
No, it's
not. But your face always looks sunburnt because you're always drinking. Drunk.
Yes, sir.
That's hot. You know what happens with drunk boys?
They pass out when they're having sex.
They get used. And that too.
Which is what happened last night, actually. I passed out while having sex, and she was angry at me, and I didn't know why until the next morning when she told me.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I retorted back that maybe if she did better at her job, I wouldn't have passed out. So now she's even more angry.
But she said you kind of made it up.
Yeah. I sexed her up twice. She never had a guy that'd go like two times in a row, so.
She still doesn't seem impressed, though.
She says the piercings are fabulous.
What happens when you get old and your balls and your dick's all wrinkly and saggy and shit?
I'm assuming that the piercings would sag down too and then gauge it out and I'll get bigger barbells.
Ooh.
Gross.
That's hot. That's hot.
You know what I think's hot, though? The piercing under the dick but against the balls. What's that called?
That'd probably be a multiple frenum or frenum since there's only one.
It's like the bottom of the Jacob's ladder.
Yeah, like any of them anywhere on the shaft and a ladder form is a frenum if it's top, bottom, side, anything.
What about the one that's like between your balls and your taint?
I believe that is a gooch piercing or a taint piercing and you will be walking like a cowboy for a couple of days.
Because that shit hurts, I bet, right?
Yeah, yeah, but it's also good for you. I heard that it is the same as milking the prostate without a finger in the butt.
Oh, no, I don't think that's possible.
I think it does because it applies the pressure in just the right
Listeners,
spot.
Listeners, tell us if that's possible. I don't think so. Straight guys don't know anything about milking a prostate.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you do know?
Once.
Tell us about it.
I had been drinking. No, I just don't discriminate. Like, I'm like, hey, I'll try anything once. And my finger got soapy in the shower, so I tried it.
Oh, you should never stick soap up your booty.
I washed it. It's cool.
I know, but you shouldn't stick soap up there. It's bad for you.
I wouldn't know. It was only a one-time thing.
And you milked your prostate?
Yeah. I shot it, like, on the shower wall. It was dirty, nasty. It was good stuff.
You could totally do that without touching your penis. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, well, I did because I wasn't that informed, and it intensified the orgasm probably, like, by three times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you never done it since then?
No.
Even though you know it feels good?
I never really had the urge to.
Oh, maybe you just need to do it one more time.
Maybe. Maybe I'll have my boss do it.
You know, they have this toy that you can use. It's called the Aneros. It's not that big, but, like, it uses, you stick it in, and it uses your muscle constrictions, and it, like,
it
hats
it
the prostate, and it does it for you, so you don't have to do anything but lay there. But I'm not speaking from experience. I'm just saying. But apparently, that, like, when you come, it's like your whole body shaking, and you start sweating, and it's like nothing you've ever felt before.
Utter ecstasy.
Yes. So I think the listener should buy Trekker Mike one and see what happens.
I'll tell you about it. Play your cards right. There might even be a video.
I'll do that. I got the thing right here. The camera.
But you also kind of need to give us the reviews. I don't know.
Yes. Tell them about the reviews, Mike.
I think the reviews need to go down because not only is there a picture, there's an awesome backstory behind it. And
tell them the backstory.
I got the sixth piercing in Chile. The first five aren't that big of a deal. It was just like a big burly biker that pierced my penis.
He did all five at one time?
Yeah, in a row.
Holy shit. How long was it before you could touch your penis?
It hurt, but I could only hold out for 3 days.
Oh, God.
But you can't have sex for like a month because of juices and whatnot.
Ew.
Yeah. The exchange of juices could infect
like
it.
Like bloody juice?
Oh, bloody juice. Lube, probably. I don't know.
Vagina juice?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm straight. Saliva.
Ugh.
But then I was in Peru for the sixth one, and I was sitting in a tattoo shop watching my friend get tattooed, and I finally negotiated the guy down to $5 per piercing. So I was going to get like five more, something like that, fill it up to right below the head, and he busted out a needle that was like 8 inches long for like the tongue. And I was still kind of down, but it hurt. And then the pliers, they use pliers to pierce if nobody ever had piercings. And it was a triangle because they have to pinch the skin
together.
Yeah, I've
seen that before.
Yeah, well,
it's the same one they use on your tongue.
Yeah, but the ones that I used, they were forked so they could just pull it off. The ones that I used in Peru was a triangle, so one of the balls got stuck. And the dude's yanking, trying to get the pliers off, and I'm screaming, and I was...
Were you drunk?
No, sober.
Oh.
And I was stupefied by the pain, so I forgot that no mas means no more in Spanish. So I turn to my friend who's getting tattooed, because I'm just in the middle of this tattoo parlor with the windows open, getting my dick pierced. And I turn to my friend, I'm like, Corey, tell him no more! And everybody's laughing at me. And it hurt extremely bad. And then they put the needle back into the bake oven, and then they pierced some guy's tongue with it like 5 minutes later.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I don't know. I didn't do it.
Kakapuchi.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. All right. So, yeah, that's weird. They don't use the same needles here. They use the same instruments, but they
throw the needles away.
Yeah, but they use the same needle on a guy.
Yeah, honest tongue.
So that could have been like in somebody's like butthole before it was on your penis.
Yeah, yeah, they do have butthole piercings and things like that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Where?
They pierce it like right at the gooch, and it goes in, and it kind of like a hoop. It hoops around, goes into your taint and out of your butthole. I don't know what it does. I think it probably like milks the prostate or something like that.
I'm totally disgusted by that right now.
There's a lot of extreme piercings
that's
and things like that.
Like
as
Infection
well.
City right there.
Yeah, it'd move and bring the shit.
Yeah. And you'd have to squeeze it out like they do dogs' butts sometimes.
I've never had to do that.
Yeah, like some dogs, like their glands in their butt doesn't, like, it backs up. And so when you take them to the vet, they have to squeeze their glands out of their butt. Gross.
That does sound pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Ooh. Gross. I was thinking about getting a Prince Albert, so when it heals, I can turn my penis sideways and pee on two girls at the same time. Just throwing that out there if anybody's down or whatnot.
Or you can be standing at the urinal and piss on the guy next to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, I've experienced this before where I've had flip-flops on, I'm at the urinal.
Yeah.
And there's a divider between us, but yet pee lands on my foot from the other person. Like, that's fucking gross. Like, can you go to the next urinal down, please? Guys are so weird. And they come in there, and this is from another show I was listening to. We're Mean Because You're Stupid, but Walt was talking about how he has this coworker that he can't fucking stand. And he comes into the bathroom with him and stands, or is at the urinal, like, right next to him. And as they're talking, the guy just starts farting everywhere. I don't get that, because people do that at my work, too. They're just, like, farting up a storm at the urinal. I'm like, you don't do that at your desk. Why would you go to the bathroom and do it in front of other people?
A privacy setting?
But it's not privacy, because there's five people standing there.
You shit in the bathroom. I don't know. They kind of figure it smells like shit anyway.
Well, you could at least go into the toilet and fart into it and flush it down or something.
Yeah.
Do you do that? Do you fart at the urinal?
No. I don't force it. Like, if I kind of have to, I might. I don't know. I've never really thought about it. But I don't just sit there so I can share my ambiance with anybody.
Speaking of ambiance,
drink it
how
in.
Was the ambiance when you went to the bathroom?
Me?
You went to the bathroom after him. I was, not so much.
It smelled like shit in there.
You could have sprayed some cologne. There's like 30 bottles in there.
Dude, I have a similar urination story. I was in Hong Kong. And I had been drinking. And I had
Of course.
And I had to pee really bad. And I was told that there was a bathroom like a quarter mile away. And I dead sprinted to it. And it was on a bridge above a street, and then I couldn't hold it anymore, so I just whipped out my wiener, and I started urinating, and I can walk and piss, so you can never get caught. But then I was following my friend, and I went to the edge of the bridge, and I accidentally peed on some guy. But luckily it was raining, so he didn't know he got urinated on.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, so that's a notch in my belt, because I kind of live by life experiences, so I peed on somebody. It wasn't in a sexual manner or anything else, but I have peed on somebody.
I want to pee on somebody. Want to pee on you.
Should hit a...
They don't know about... Thanks. Huh? I'm going to have to beep that out.
My bad. I didn't know.
I hate editing.
I didn't know.
No, you can't mention that.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, St. Elmo's Fire, that's what we were talking about, the song.
So you're going to have to edit that out, too, about the cripple in the wheelchair, like, spreading his arms and whatnot.
No, they know about the masturbation thing. I posted it on the... You mean the guy in the wheelchair?
No,
that was masturbating?
No, the St. Elmo's Fire is about a guy in
a
wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't have to beep that out. This is Foul Monkeys.
Also, my boss sucked me off in the Blockbuster parking lot.
This one?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Why in Blockbuster?
Because I'm charming.
I don't think that's why.
She was drunk. I was just like, come on. They won't see it, and I don't have tinted windows or nothing. And then
Did you come?
No. It wasn't that long, because then Evan and came out of Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah. His name's been on here. It's okay to say his name.
He came out of Blockbuster, and I'm like, get up. And then I put my penis back, and then he comes in, and he's like, ew, that's nasty. So we thought he knew, and she's like, I thought you said they couldn't see, and I'm like, they can't. And then we got into this huge argument, and She tried to crush me. I'm like, don't fucking touch me. They didn't see. And then it turns out that he didn't see. He's just so used to me getting drunk and pulling out my penis to show the ladder and whatnot that he thought that I did that. So they didn't see. I was right.
Yeah, but if you were given a blowjob and somebody said, ew, gross, I would think, oh, God, they saw me give them a blowjob.
But also, if your friend catches you giving somebody a blowjob, they're going to ridicule you mercilessly the whole ride home.
They'd probably just be jealous because they want
to blowjob. No, they're going to mock you. They're going to be like, oh, what were you guys doing? How did it taste? Or something along those lines. Just continue the whole 10-minute ride home. Tastes like freedom.
Freedom and love.
I guess. I don't know. I've never tasted my own wiener.
So I don't know if the listeners know this, but Trucker Mike's my Thursday night boyfriend.
At TA Slammers?
Yeah. He buys me drinks.
Sucks him up a little bit. Tells me he's pretty.
Tells me I'm cute. And then we play pool. And he lets me win because I'm his date.
I got my boo.
Yeah. You pay for, or actually, yeah, you pay for my dinner tonight. That was awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I asked him if I can give him a blowjob. He said it's not Thursday.
I actually said that you have to ask my boss because she's got dibs. But then she said it's cool because it's Thursday and she knows. Because Ricky was my number one girl first.
Yes, I was there before her.
And then I'm also
tell him what I text messaged you last week and almost got me busted. Like
he asked if we were going to the bar and I said yes. He said, okay, cool. Leave the bitch at home. And then he wrote LOL, but I didn't tell anybody that. I read it and I laughed. And then I told everybody about it. And she was in the car and so was everybody else, and everybody else, their mouth just gasped. And then she approached him at the bar and said that she was mad at him because he said leave the bitch at home. And he's like, I wrote LOL. And she's like, oh, I didn't know that.
Sorry, I was looking at butt. He's got too many pimples on his butt. What's up with that?
I don't know.
So, I did that guy.
It looks kind of like a Nazi.
Oh, he was a Nazi, all right. yeah, okay. That's weird. We have to... Okay, no. We have to take a moment of silence for somebody that has passed away recently. And we're going to play a clip. You ready?
Yes.
Maybe.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for the Medicare. For Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For a hip that finally healed. Remember, on prescriptions, generic is a steal. We thank you so much. What do you think? Now, don't hold back. I can take the criticism.
Awful.
Depressing. Stinky. Go to hell, all of you.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen.
Picture it.
All right, that's enough.
1987.
Estelle Getty from Golden Girls. I poured out one for you today.
She was awesome. Yes, one for the homies.
Cool. One for the homies. I loved her. What's that? Ew.
It's a side boob.
Sorry, I'm looking at a bunch of men. All right. Let's get away from that. What's up? What else we need to talk about? We haven't talked in a long time. We need to get some reviews so we can see your penis.
That is true. Well, you can see it every Thursday.
Well, actually, there's two people in this room that have seen your penis already. But yeah. I need the other 400 listeners to see your penis. And how can they do that?
By writing reviews. I forget the actual number.
On iTunes, we need 80 reviews and we have 69.
That's like
we need 11.
More. Yep.
Good math skills there, Mike.
I actually help out the wagon with that.
I know. I wish we had a story from her tonight. Yeah. We haven't had Tales from the Wagon lately.
Yeah, because she likes to cut bitches. And if she ever goes to cut me, I'm going to throw out like an equation at her. Like, what's the square root of 81?
Nine.
She doesn't know that. That's her kryptonite.
She doesn't know that?
She's not good at math.
Wow, that's...
Today she was like, Mike, what's 3.5 plus 3.5? And I'm like, 7. So while she's fumbling with that equation, I'm going to run away or maybe like kick the knife out of her hand or something. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think it's possible to kick the knife out of her hand.
No.
She's ninja like that.
Yeah, she's got a grip like a lumberjack.
She's got a voice like a lumberjack.
That's hot.
Like,
it's husky.
When people, listeners, they're like, oh, she sounds so hot. Like, she's hot. She just sounds like she gave 30 BJs.
And smoked 30 packs of cigarettes. The cloves.
I think it's awesome that something went down to Olive Garden today. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, you cannot go to dinner without, like, having business.
You can't leave the business at the office.
I know. I was like, you're kidding me. They're going to come to the table and you're going to do a deal here.
You can't meet them at the bar, like, kind of like order another drink there or something.
I know. Or go to the bathroom.
And then the dude was a jackass and she said, come in the door and then turn left and then another left. And he turned left and then right and walked like 50 feet away from her.
Dumbass.
And then she just kind of stared at him and giggled at his misfortune.
Oh,
as we all
God.
Did.
Poor thing.
I'm also fingering my boss's butthole. She never said that she had never tried it or anything except for like with the gyno. But
the gyno sticks their finger up your butt?
Yeah, they do a rectal
really?
Check.
Really? Why?
My boss said cooch.
I like that. Cooch.
Yeah, she's from Georgia, so she has that Southern Belle cooch thing going on with the accents.
Mike, smile.
What up?
Yeah, so she got drunk, and she's like, I want you to finger my ass. And and I'm down, because I fingered my own, so... So like what somebody else's, but then my finger got dry, so I licked my finger to try and like, to try and lube it up, and it I had the sticky drunk spit. So then I put my finger in her mouth, and then she licked it all seductively. But then she thought about it, and she's like, "Was that just in my ass?" And I said yes. but then like 3 days later, she asked me why I had been fingering her butthole and. And I said, you asked me to, and she doesn't remember it.
Mm.
But what's even better
especially
is...
Especially just put... Was that in my ass? That's kind of awesome and nasty at the same time.
It was funny, because I was like, yeah, but it's clean, see? And then I put it back in my mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm a nasty son of a bitch.
Oh, like,
but
yeah,
she has a friend who's married, and she got drunk and let her dude fuck her in the ass, and she was all embarrassed by it, and then told my boss, and then my boss was like, fuck that shit, that's never gonna happen to me.
It happened.
Well, I did fuck her in the ass, but, like, I don't have small fingers, so something's been in that orifice.
Yeah, but a finger compared to a dick.
Yes,
that
is correct, but the whole thing is, she said she's never doing anything like that, like... The chick got fucked in the ass, but then the boss was like,
"So
that's
does it
not
feel
happen.
Good for a girl to be fingered? Really?
It's the butthole pleasures.
That's interesting. Hmm. I knew it happened, but I didn't know it was pleasurable. I just thought it was because the man wanted to dominate and be in charge. Because they're stupid like that.
Yes, we are.
Except for you on Thursdays. You're pretty cool on Thursdays.
Right.
I'm still working on you, though. I'm almost there. I almost got it.
I'm a diamond in the rough.
Yes. One day, I will have you.
If you play your cards right and buy me enough drinks, just might happen.
You'll pass out. That's boring to me. I guess I could fish you all the way to the elbow.
Yeah.
Ew, that'd be gross, because I know you'd have, like, a case of diarrhea or something.
I'd have the liquor shits.
That's hot. I'm into that.
You could use my diarrhea as lube.
Could you save that in a jar for me? Ew, diarrhea as lube. That's so nasty. Oh my god, that's so nasty.
Ugh. Oh, and the one chick, the one night stand with the chick from the bar, she's still stalking me, so it's horrible.
All right, we need to do another. Yeah, tell people. Have we talked about that?
I called in once and I talked about it, and you said describe her, and I believe it's Nicole said wildebeest, and I said actually I was gonna say wildebeest, but she looks like a mushroom, only different. And then she keeps on stalking me now. Like she approached me one day when I was kicking with Ricky, and she Thursday night actually.
Yeah, and you were my bitch.
Yeah,
that time
she moved in on his piece, and he kind of like stood there, and she was like, "You said you were gonna call me," and I was like, "I'm sorry, I black out, I don't remember." And then she looked at me like that wasn't a sufficient answer, like she wanted more.
And then she kept following you.
Yeah, she followed me around, and I was like, we'll fucking talk about this later. And then I head out behind the bar the rest of the night.
Yeah, you're like hiding behind me.
Yeah, because I avoid confrontation. And then we were leaving, and then she saw me, and then she called my name, and then Ricky's like, dude, she just called you. And I'm like, fuck that shit, don't turn around.
All right, Mike, smile.
And she...
Keep talking.
She tried to like follow me, and then I ran into the car, and she called my name again, and I locked the door, and I was like, Ricky, we got to leave now. And then she got in her car, and I thought she was going to follow us.
Uh huh.
So I was like, Ricky, we got to.
Yeah,
circle
I was
the block.
Like, dude, she's yelling your name. You're like, no, keep the fuck going.
Yeah. I was like, Ricky, circle the block. She can't know where Evan lives.
But she knew because.
No, she didn't know. She drove me there once, but she was too drunk, and it's kind of like it's in an alley, so it's kind of hard to find.
That's
and
nice to talk about in front of your now, I guess, girlfriend.
She already knew about this. That's kind of like why she is, because she's content with me blacking out. Well, not really passing out, but she's cool with me blacking out. And she knows about the hookers, too. It's already been established. I have no secrets. Well, except for the finger in the butthole, but she's right here, so she knows about that. And she protects me from this chick now, because she's constantly at the bar, and then we're sitting up there, and then she'll point at us and talk to people that I don't even know.
Uh-huh. She told me how pissy you are. You send her in to see if she's in the bar first.
Fuck yeah. I just established I avoid confrontation. I don't want her to be going out of the bar when I go in, and then I'll scream like a little bitch and run away.
I can see that, but you have to, this girl is weird. Like, she introduces herself as two different people.
Yeah.
You guys were telling me about that.
Yeah, actually, Wagon was. I don't even know the girl's name, because she wasn't that important to me. I'm not sure.
Or Megan or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
One of them white girl names.
Yeah, and I sexed her up, like, 1.5 times, too, because...
You passed out.
No, I didn't pass out.
I think you told... Did you tell this on here already?
I don't know, maybe. I drink a lot and forget.
Oh, poor thing.
No, it's cool.
Daddy.
Needless to say, she rode me the first time, and then the second time she wanted me to get on top. I'm like, fuck that shit. It's 5:00 in the morning. I'm not working for it.
Right. Even though you didn't pay for it.
Yeah, and then she got dressed and rolled out.
That's so classy.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. It's like the money's on the nightstand.
Straight people are so weird. At least with gay people, when you have a trick, they usually stay the night, usually. But sometimes they don't. You just say, get out, and you don't even let them take a shower. I'm just saying. I don't know anything about that, though.
I told her money was on the nightstand for a cab.
Oh.
No, I didn't. She just left.
She drove.
Yeah, she drove. The block from the bar to the house, she drove.
The block.
Yeah, I wasn't even planning any of it. She just kind of like, I was bullshit with the wagon all night. And then like 3:00 in the morning, I'm like, all right, it was good to watch you stare at me. Bye. And then she's like, do you live close? And I was like, yeah, fucking walking right there. And she's like, get in. And then she stayed downstairs and asked for a cigarette. I was like, I don't have one. But Evan does. So I went upstairs and his girlfriend was there. So I bullshit with his girlfriend for like 15 minutes while the girl waited downstairs. And then,
you must have some mad dick.
I don't know. I didn't even give it to her yet. The boss says I do. Just so you guys know. But so then I'm bullshitting with Evan's girlfriend about it, and then Evan's girlfriend goes to bed and wakes him up, and she's like, "Mike brought a girl home. I think he's gonna mount her."
Oh, God.
Yeah, so then I go back downstairs and that girl's still there, but I didn't know this at the time because I usually just pay hookers, so it's usually like pretty standard practice. I know what's going to go down. With this chick, I didn't. I wasn't planning it. I was just like, some chick followed me home. I guess she's going to sleep in my bed, which is the futon. And,
right.
And then I went to bed and kind of like woke up to a blowjob, and I was like, word. It's out.
Wow, you wake up to blowjobs a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. It's awesome.
That's a man's dream come true, yeah. Right there.
It's the only way to wake up.
I used to, but I don't anymore.
Not no more.
Womp, womp.
Maybe play your cards right. You might wake up Friday morning with the blowjob.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I deep throat?
Sure.
Awesome.
But you got to return the favor, and the boss says that the piercings feel funny in the mouth. You got to get used to it.
No, you're a trick. I don't have to do that.
Fuck that shit. I'm a trick. What the fuck
you're
are you doing playing your cards
you're
right?
You're supposed to please me. Well, you got to play your cards right to get the trick.
No.
That's like when you're playing poker, you got to play your cards right if you're going to like trick somebody.
I don't even like play my cards and I wake up with blowjobs. I don't know. Like,
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Didn't even talk to this chick. It was kind of like.
Happened.
Yeah. It was...
All right, Trigger Mike. We're at 30 minutes. We got to go.
All right.
Why don't you tell people what they need to do to see your penis?
You guys need to write 11 more reviews. It's free. I know you guys are kind of scared because you think that you have to subscribe and give your credit card number and whatnot. But that's just to verify your information. They don't charge you money. So you guys have no need to fear. And there's 69, and there's 400 listeners. So should be a lot more.
There should be 400 fucking reviews. That's what I'm talking about.
Per episode, in all honesty. Right. Just
that's asking a little bit too much.
Well, you're listening to it. You can kind of like write a review while you're listening to it. It's 30 minutes.
Yeah, but I think most people listen at work or in their car, so they can't do that.
Right.
So I'm going to ask, I'm tired, y'all. So visit the website, foulmonkeys.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. We'd love for you to ask us questions, give us advice, ask for advice. I love giving advice.
I do, too. I'm majoring in psychology. That's fucked up, I know.
MySpaces, Facebookus, Frappermappus, send stuff to the post office box, P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Meet us at the bar on Thursday,
yeah.
TA Slammers.
If you're local, TA Slammers, Thursdays. I'll be there tomorrow because I don't have class anymore until the 25th or something.
I'll be there just because it's Thursday. But plus, Ricky will be there. I got to be
there. Yeah, you're my Thursday night bitch.
Boyfriend.
Boyfriends. Yes. Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, whoops. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. I got headphones on.
Oh, darn. All right, people, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
Trucker Mike. You guys enjoy yourselves.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.